Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would require proof of U.S. citizenship for anyone registering to vote. It's called the SAVE Act, which stands for the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Some voting rights groups are warning it could disenfranchise millions of Americans. I turn now to Travis Crum. He's a professor of law at WashU in St. Louis for some guidance on this and some insight. Travis, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
So as we look at this as it's written right now, what would the SAVE Act do?
So the SAVE Act is attempting to nationalize the process by which voters prove their citizenship. Currently, in most states, voters will attest that they are United States citizens, and in some places they provide the last 4 digits of their Social Security number to do so. But the SAVE Act would impose a new rule for federal elections under which voters had to provide documentary proof of citizenship. And so that could be something along the lines of a passport or a birth certificate, assuming that that birth certificate matches their current legal name.
You've kind of answered this in a way, but how much of this is already in existing election law?
The specific requirements of the SAVE Act are ratcheting things up quite substantially. So today, the general norm is that states register people, you provide some type of information to prove citizenship, and there are ways of kind of double-checking that on the back end that states have, and states also cooperate amongst themselves to make sure that folks aren't double-registered. But imposing the documentary proof of citizenship requirement, that is a big change in existing law across the country.
Is there anything in this that would be a violation of current election law?
Well, that's where things get a little bit complicated, Megan, because Congress establishes these rules, and so Congress does have some power for federal elections to set registration rules. Now, Congress cannot set voting qualifications. That's who can vote, but currently all states only allow citizens to vote. And so there's not a qualifications versus registrations problem there. But you can look to some constitutional problems in other provisions that the SAVE Act might raise. So the 24th Amendment bars poll taxes in federal elections, and that was passed during the Civil Rights Movement. And some would argue that the SAVE Act, in requiring people to provide documentary proof of citizenship, and oftentimes these documentary proofs of citizenship, like a passport, cost a fair amount of money to get. And so you could view it as kind of a backdoor poll tax in that way. And voter ID laws have sometimes been challenged on poll tax grounds, and that's why voter ID laws in many states have some sort of catch-all provision where you can get a form of ID that is only good for voting that isn't good for other things. And but when it comes to the SAVE Act conflicting with state laws, Congress does have authority to preempt state laws on the registration requirements front. And so although it would conflict with the rules of many states across the country, Congress does have some power to do that in certain circumstances.
One of the complaints that I've heard about this is that it would, for example, make it harder for someone who is married or who is trans to vote because they would have to show documentation of a name change.
That's right, Megan. And so, you know, I think the SAVE Act hasn't passed, and you're starting to see NGOs go out there and try and figure out how many people would be impacted by this. But if you look at the text of the proposed bill, it requires that someone's current name match the ID that they are showing. And so, you know, people who get married or get divorced oftentimes change their name. Overwhelmingly, the statistic I saw recently was around 80% of women change their name when they get married. So if they change their name when they get married, they're not going to be able to rely on their birth certificate that has their maiden name in order to register to vote. And so unless they have something like a U.S. passport that has their current name, then they're not going to be able to use that either.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, you mentioned what different states do, and I'm wondering if there could be issues of consistency in how this is applied from state to state.
So the bill is really trying to nationalize this process. And so I do think that the supporters of the SAVE Act are right that they're trying to make this a more uniform process across the United States. But I think that there's two ways in which you could still see some state-to-state differences. One is that the SAVE Act only applies to federal elections. It does not apply to state elections. Now, today, very few states have separate voter rolls for federal and state elections. Arizona is one of the is one example that does have separate voter rolls. Now, in order to maintain separate voter rolls for state and federal elections, that's very costly. It's very administratively burdensome. So a lot of states don't do that. But you could see that being a response to the SAVE Act being passed and implemented. And then there's another provision in the SAVE Act that does sort of have a safety valve whereby if you're unable to provide any type of documentary proof of citizenship, you can work with the state officials to basically still get registered to vote. It's unclear from the text of the bill what that's going to look like. That's going to have to get fleshed out later through rulemaking with the Election Assistance Commission. And so we don't really know how that's going to work. And you can see some states taking a more lenient approach there than others, but the EAC may say we're going to have a very uniform approach there as well.
How does this differ from President Trump's executive order on elections?
So the executive order is broader in a lot of ways. First, Trump is getting out ahead of Congress in this matter. And to the extent that any branch of the federal government has control over how states run elections, it's Congress. It's not the executive branch. And so in that way, the executive order has a lot more legal infirmities than the SAVE Act would have. And the Trump executive order does more things than just documentary proof of citizenship. For example, it interprets a provision of federal law that establishes a national election day as meaning that mail-in ballots have to be received by the end of the day on election day. And there's, as we know from the past couple of election cycles, there's a handful of states that allow mail-in voters to send in ballots and be received after election day, so long as they were put in the mail, postmarked before election day. And so he's instructed the Department of Justice to file suit against those states that have those laws in an attempt to, you know, get court rulings that would embrace his interpretation of what election day is.
One last question for you. When it comes to people who, for example, already have a real ID, under the way that the SAVE Act is written, would they be covered?
No, a conventional Real ID Act would be insufficient to register to vote under the SAVE Act. There are a handful of states that have what I'll call here enhanced Real IDs. These states are mostly along the Canadian border, and those states allow you to denote your citizenship on it. But in most states, including here in Missouri, a Real ID Act is not proof of citizenship.
That is Travis Crum, professor of law at WashU in St. Louis. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.